A long time ago, there was a preacher. His name was Elisha. And Elisha did more miracles than anybody that's written in Scripture except from Jesus Christ. And one time, they were surrounded by the enemy. And his servant said, "Oh, Master, what's going to happen to us?" And he said, "Lord, would you open his eyes?" And he opened his eyes, and angels were all around. And he said, "Oh, I guess we're okay." And Elisha was trying to tell him, "We're always protected." And did you know the Bible says every one of you has an angel watches out for you? Yeah, we do. And some of y'all's angels have to work hard to keep you safe. I've seen these knots and cuts and all that stuff. Y'all got to be careful. Well, Elisha one day had a man ride it in front of his house. Beautiful chariot. "Elisha, my name's Naaman. I've got leprosy. There's a little girl in my house said you could cure me." And Elisha sent Gehazi out. He said, "Go dip in the Jordan River 7 times, you'll be whole." He got so mad because the Jordan River's muddy. It's not clear, it's not pretty. He said, "There's all kinds of rivers in my country that are clear. Why didn't he tell me to go there?" And so he turned his chariot horses around and got him racing off. And pretty soon one of his servants said, "But if he had asked you to do something great, wouldn't you have done that?" "Sure I would have." "Then why don't you just do the simple thing that he said, go to the Jordan?" Well, so he does it. And his skin came back with no leprosy. So he was so excited. So he turns his chariot around. He rides up to Elisha's house. And he says, "Elisha," he said, "I want to pay you for being so good to me." Elisha said, "Oh, the blessings of God cannot be bought. It was free. The Lord just blessed you. Are you sure? Take it. Come on, take some money." And you know what he had in his back, in his chariot? He had enough money for 53 years of our salaries. He had a fortune. It would be millions compared to us today. And then he had gold, and we can't even count that. And then he had 10 changes of clothes. Now, how many of you have got 2 shirts or 2 skirts or 2 pairs of pants? Raise your hand. 2 skirts. How many got them? I know all of you got. How many of you wear the same pair of pants every day for the rest of your life? Okay. How many of you change your clothes? Raise your hand. There we go. Okay. Wow, what did I ask wrong? Okay. Now, in that day, people didn't have changes of clothes. Did you know in Uganda, New Guinea, and Tanzania, and Zimbabwe, and all kinds of places, Togo, they have 1 pair of clothes. That's it. They go to the river and they wash their clothes with them on. And they get out. That's all they have. Well, this man had 10 changes in his chariot. He was filthy rich. And so Elisha said, "No, thank you. The blessings of God are just the blessings of God. You can't pay for them." He says, okay. He turns his chariot around and he starts riding home rejoicing that he's got new skin. And by the way, he trusted the Lord too, it looks like, as his Savior. So he's got Jesus in his heart and he's rejoicing. He's got brand new skin. And all of a sudden he looks behind him and he sees this guy running. And he, whoa, and he holds his horses up. And sure enough, it's the preacher's assistant. It's the assistant preacher. His name is Gehazi. And he comes running up. He says, "There were 2 preachers that came, 2 young preachers that came, and could I get a little bit for them? Maybe a couple changes of clothes and a wedge of gold or maybe a little bit of silver?" And he said, "Sure, take 2. And so he got those and took them to his house and hid them. Because you know what he did? There were no 2 young preachers that came. He lied. And at the very first, he said, my master sent me. His master didn't send him. So he was covetous in his heart. He saw that chariot. Man, that chariot and those horses. He was so excited to see that expensive chariot. And then he looked in there and he saw that gold. He saw silver. He saw 10 changes of clothes. And he just said, oh my, I just got to have some of that. And Elisha didn't take it. He offered it. What's wrong with Elisha? I'll just run after him and get it. He won't mind. He's already offered it. Now, it was wrong to do that. But he wanted something so bad in his heart, and it's called covetousness. How many of you ever really wanted something really bad? Let me see your hands. Okay, now let me tell you the difference. You can want something really bad, but there's one thing that you have to always do. Pastor looks at a truck that's not yellow and say, wow, I sure would like to have that truck. But that'd be covetousness unless you do one thing. Oh, you go to the store and you see something. You say, wow, that sure is a nice new suit. Wow, I sure would like to have a new suit. That's a beautiful dress. Oh, I'd like to have that new dress. Or maybe you're driving by a new car store and you look at, man, that sure be nice to have a new car. It's okay if we do one thing. If we say, Lord, I sure would like to have that new car, but only if it's your will. Because otherwise, you'll get to wanting it so bad, you might steal it one day. Or you might lie to get it. That's exactly what this young preacher did. He lied. He said, Elisha sent me. He didn't. And there were two young preachers that came, so the need would be greater. And they didn't. And so he got it and took it home and hid it. And then he walks in. He's got a bounce in his step. And he walks into Elisha's, where Elisha was. And Elisha said, hey, where'd you go? Nowhere. Lie number three. You see, anytime you and I start doing something that's wrong, we lie the first time. It usually means we have to keep lying to cover it up. Never, ever lie. Always tell the truth. Don't lie to your parents. Don't lie to your Sunday school teacher. Don't lie to your teacher. Always tell the truth. And be careful anytime you want something. Always say, Lord, is it okay with you? If not, I don't want it. Otherwise, covetous takes over and it becomes too powerful. It becomes sinful. Well, Elisha looked at him and says, where you been? Nowhere. He said, oh, my heart went out with you when you went and lied to Naaman and stole that stuff. He said, because you didn't tell the truth and because you went behind my back and made perhaps Naaman feel like that you could pay for the blessings of God, there's going to be leprosy on you for the rest of your life. And he went, turned white with leprosy. And he walked out. That's a real lesson for all of us. Number one, God always sees it. God always sees it. Number two, sin always has to be paid for. So every time you sin, you're going to have to pay for it. So let's learn the lesson. Number one, never lie. Number two, don't be covetous. Always tell the truth.